Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Day. I am humble, so I bow down. Nice to meet you. I give you me as a living sacrifice. Yeah. Everything I do is for you. You swallow me like a vein. Only in you I put my faith. Spoke to my heart today. When I think of you, it's hallelujah. I give all praise to you, cause you're worthy. I can't explain something that most can't attain. There's so much joy in thee. Righteous is your holy name. Your ways, your thoughts, they remain the same. You took me and broke me down.
Down.
You refined me when you tried me through the fire.
We will do what you say.
Enjoy.
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, you've heard this for a number of, you know, about a couple of years now. And I'm going to say it one more time. Before we start this study, I'm going to suggest that everybody get your iPads, notepads, highlighters, pens, pencils, all those things that you would need for a good study. If you can hear me, send me a shout out, send me a thumbs up, let me know that you can hear me clearly. And I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together and hear the words that you're going to use or speak to your servant this evening. Open our minds and open our hearts to receive the words that are about to be said. We thank you for thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, for all he has done by sharing his spirit, sharing his light with us, protecting us from dangers seen and unseen, encouraging us when we need encouragement, strengthening us when we need strength. As he said in his word, Eya Asher Eya, and that is what Yahushua is for each and every one of us, those who are in my listening voice and those who can't even hear me. He's there for them also. And he uses us to transmit his truth to them. Father, we thank you for choosing us to do your will, to do your ways. We thank you, Father, for the breath of life that you've given us throughout the course of this week and bringing us to yet another Sabbath day, a day in which you say that you will sup with us. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom once again. I'm Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation. And this teaching is it's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be pretty interesting. I want to tell you a little bit, you know, about myself, in a sense. I'm one of those people, I really like to prepare for a lesson, or at least have a thought of a lesson, you know. And having this thought, I already know that, you know, all thoughts come from the Most High. So he puts these thoughts on my mind. But this particular week, I must say, was very overwhelming. I had a very overwhelming week. And there was a lot of clutter. A lot of clutter throughout the course of this week. And because of that, I had an oops. I didn't really prepare because for some reason I thought I had another week to prepare. And come to find out, I didn't. It was this week. I really, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I'm not really one of those organic people, you know, just sitting down and just having a talk and just babbling. Because, you know, I really want to be babbling tonight. You know, at first I was thinking about just opening the line and having people ask questions. But then I was like, nah, I don't really want to do that. You know, because I don't know, you know, I don't really want to do that. Even though I know the scriptures say, give no thought of what you're going to say. You know, because that's what he did when he sent us out on the, when Yahushua sent the disciples out, he told them, you know, don't give thought, don't take this, don't take that. You know, so I'm you know, I have faith in the word. I have faith in what Yahushua has said. But, you know, the man in me said, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. And, you know, and I think that's what I'm going to, you know, talk about, you know, how we as humans and we have levels of frailties within ourselves. And then with these levels of frailties, they tend to hinder us in our walk with the Most High. Because sometimes, because of those hindrances and those shortcomings that we acknowledge within ourselves, we also hinder power of His Word. And in that process, we begin to wonder about whether or not He chose us to walk in His ways and walk in His truth. But then He'd bring to your mind His Word, which gives you a level of comfort to let you know that, yeah, I am a servant of His. I am doing what is right. I am doing it. But like I said, we have levels of frailties within ourselves. And like today, you know, like I said, you know, I just really found out, you know, what, maybe about 2 hours ago. And in the process, you know, when I found out, it was asked of me, you know, do you want to do the show? And in my mind, I was like, no, I really want to prepare something or have a thought. But, you know, initially I did have a thought. And because earlier today, because I was trying to prepare, a thought came to my mind about what I was going to allegedly teach next week, because I thought next week was my week. And I had a conversation with my teacher, and in the process of having this conversation, I asked him, you know, said something about, you know, for my next lessons, I wanted to teach about goodness and good things, because, you know, some of my lessons have always been about, you know, not really gloom and doom, but how we fall short and we need to do this to encourage other people, encourage ourselves. And I just really wanted to talk about celebration, you know, because sometimes when we talk about the Word, we always talk about how Israel is always messing up and Israel is always messing up. Israel is always not listening. Israel is always not listening. But there are celebrations. And I did look up the word celebration, because that's what came to my mind, celebration. And I looked the word celebration up. It's based on different, when you deal with different translations, they use the word celebration. But ultimately, the word celebration means to acknowledge. And most of the times, the references that they had in regards to the word celebration was in regards to the feast. So what I gathered from the little information that I was reading over is that when we celebrate and when we acknowledge, what are we acknowledging? We're acknowledging the feast of Yahweh. That's what we're supposed to do, acknowledge the feast of Yahweh. And He gives us feasts. He gives us a weekly feast, which is the Shabbat. He gives us a monthly feast, which is Rosh Chodesh, and then He gave us our seasonal feasts, Pesach, Shavuot, Yom Teruah, Sukkot. He gave us those throughout the course of the year. So in the meantime and in between times, we're living life, looking forward to the next celebration that we celebrate with the Father. But, you know, we as humans, we get caught up in, you know, coming out of her, where we celebrate other things. And the celebration of these other things become overwhelming, because we feel as though we need to always celebrate something. But the Father just tells us to celebrate the times in which He say come together. These feast times, times where we acknowledge the goodness of Him, when we also supposed to acknowledge the goodness of Him every day in which He allows us to wake up. Because when we wake up, what are we doing? We're resurrecting. Because they said, you know, you do some study on sleeping. Sleeping is alluded to death. And when we go to sleep at night and we wake up in the morning, what are we doing? We're waking up. to life again. We're being resurrected every day that he deems you to raise, you to rise up. So we have to, as individuals, celebrate the life that he gives us every day. And how do we do that? By acknowledging his word and acknowledging his truth. Because he is worthy of praise at all times, because it's his goodness that allows us to breathe air. It is his goodness that allows our eyes to see the beauty of a flower. It is his goodness that allows us to see our loved ones. It is his goodness that allows us an opportunity to share his word with a stranger, with someone we don't have an intimate relationship with, to begin to ultimately celebrate the fact that he is acknowledging us as individuals, and to celebrate that he has opened our eyes and our ears and our perception to who his son is. Celebrate that. For there's many people that's out here celebrating so many other things and not celebrating that which is most important. And that's the love that his son has for us and the love that he has for his son, which in turn is the love that he has for us as individuals. Sometimes we have to really dig deep within ourselves and look past the selfishness that we have within ourselves, because we want acknowledgement and love from ourselves for ourselves. But we have to acknowledge Yah first and give him love. And then we can truly understand what love is all about. Then we can truly begin to understand and celebrate life, because we're understanding that it's through Yahushua that we have gained life with the Father. Family, that's all I have. That's all he gave me. Because initially I was going to get on here and do some gloom and doom and all this feeling about actually not being prepared to give a lesson. Not being prepared. That's that selfish desire that I had within myself. And before I get off, just have to reiterate, you know, when we have members within our family that serve Yahweh also, they give us those words that just prick us the right way, that causes us to do the right thing. Because like I said, had no lesson, was not going to do a lesson, but I got a prick. I got a prick. It touched my emotions. It touched my being. It touched my pride. And one of the things that was brought to my attention was, you know, I've said this many times, you get up, and we'll go to work. The Father has anointed me and chosen me to be a teacher in Israel. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, that the priest is never off. He's never off. He's always working. And this day, I was trying to take off. I was trying to take off. I was going using the fact that I had a really bad week. But no, it wasn't really I had a really bad week, but I definitely did have a bad week, to be honest. You know, But working for the Father is much greater. And serving him and doing what he wants done. And that's to educate his people. And understanding that you too may have the same feelings that I had today before it was time to come before you. But your situation might be going before something else or doing something else that you totally did not prepare for. I totally did not prepare for this lesson. But the Father in heaven sent his Spirit through his Son, Yahushua, who sent it through whomever to get to me to tell you to celebrate the life that Yahushua has put in you in conjunction with the other times in which you celebrate his Sabbath. His Sabbath, his weekly Sabbath, his monthly Sabbath, and his seasonal Sabbath. But ultimately, celebrate your resurrection when he allows you to wake up and give him the glory that he deserves. Shabbat Shalom, family. Well, it's not even the Sabbath yet. So, you still got a little more time to go outside and enjoy the light, or you can take this time to prepare your table and your home to receive Yahweh, Yahushua, and Yah into your house for the Sabbath meal. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as I come before thee, I thank thee for your tender mercies and your loving kindness that you have shown toward me on this day. Opening my mind and opening my desire to serve you and your people by giving them the message in which you have put on my tongue. May they receive the words and the spirit that goes forth through the airways. And may it touch their heart to bring them a little closer to you and thy Son. May it help them and elevate them to you, O Father. Continue to protect them. Continue to guide them. Continue to love us. For I am one of those people also who need your guidance and your love. Continue to strengthen us in these times. Continue to allow us to Yahushua to cleave to your word so that we can be better servants, better children, better parents, better friends, better spouses to those that are in our life. May we continue to build our faith in you, in your Son, and in your word. Continue to give us the full armor to protect ourselves against the wiles of the adversary. Continue to allow us to show the character of your Son, Yahushua, through the fruit of thy Spirit. May we continue to utilize those things to overcome the works of the flesh. We ask of thee, Father, to continue to strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. For it is through your will, through your ways, and through your truth that we can overcome the obstacles that we may have in front of us, those you put in front of us and those we put in front of ourselves. We ask of thee, Father, to continue to assist us in making the right choice. As you said in your word, choose life choose good. Father, in Yahushua's holy and precious name, we give you honor and give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. May you all enter into the Sabbath day with much peace at heart, or much peace in your mind, and much love in your heart. May Yah touch you on this day and bring you closer to him through his Son. And may you touch someone and bring them closer to him through his Son, Yahushua. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. May you all enjoy the wonders of the Sabbath as it comes in. Because normally I would say, may you all have a peaceful slumber, but it's still day. It's still day, so the night hasn't come yet. The Sabbath hasn't come yet. But when it does come, may you all have a peaceful slumber and enjoy your Sabbath rest. May you all have a wonderful evening. Shalom.
Sitting there trying to balance all your cares, and I feel you, the pain you're trying to handle yourself. I am what you need, I will guarantee your safety and your sweet rest. Take me by the hand, I will be your help, I can never fail. Cause everything I do it well.
Come and go with me.
Let me take you to paradise.
Come go with me.
Let me ease your troubled mind. I can hear you calling out to me. I've heard your every prayer. And I trust you, but you're doubting that I am even there.
Listen close to me, I am what you need, I will guarantee
fresh water to you who thirst, yeah.
Take me by the hand, I will be your help, I can never fail.
I was real to you once before, let me be real once again.
Come go with me.
Come go with me.
Ooh.
I am what you've been looking for.
Come go with me.
Come on and go with me. Ooh. I'm not at all what you used to, but I'm so much more. Open your heart to me, I'm all yours.
Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testament. Yow, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. Now understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down. Blessing me with strength when my weakness is a bone. These angels, the real people I man I know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so we sing with joy, counting my blessings, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in these days. Now look back, for here commit wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverance. Pray. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. Be that song, be that song. Sing that song, sing that song. Live that song. Live that song. See that song. Sing that song. Live that song. Be that song. See that song. Sing that song. Live that song. Live that song. See that song. Sing that song. Live that song. Be that song.